Yud Kislev, Tuesday the 2nd of December, Rabbi Avram Rockmill, Yaakov Avinu and his challenge of greatness. Today's shiur has been sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas, Rivka Mirel Bas Shemaya, whose yahrzeit is today.
I'd like to examine today the challenges of Yaakov, Mikoyach, the fact the greatness that he had came with unusual challenges. I'd like to look at the Parsha of Dina. Chazal tell us that before the Parsha of Dina, it says, V'yatzev sham izbeach, v'yikra lo el Elohei Yisrael. So Rashi says, Lo shem izbeach kori Elohei Yisrael, Elo shel shem shayah kodesh baruch hu, hu imo v'yitzilu kora al shem, shem hamizbeach al shem anes. So the Parsha Pshat is, he called them izbeach, ke'el Elohei Yisrael. Chazal tell us something else. Chazal tell us that Kodesh Baruch Hu called Yaakov Kel. And the facts are there's a Medrash. The Medrash says that it may be that Yaakov Avinu called himself Kel. And he said, just like you're a Chai Be'elyonim, I'm a Chai Be'tachtonim. Unbelievable Medrash. Medrash says, you're one up above and I'm one down below. And I don't have the Lashon in front of me, but the Gemara, it says to the fact that a Chazan Beis Knesset, even somebody who's just a Gabbai, doesn't take such covet on himself. And here Yaakov was calling himself Kel. Marach HaKadosh Baruch Hu called himself Kel. But Yaakov Avinu said, Echad Be'elyonim v'Echad Be'tachtonim. So, first, we'd like to understand that, and we'd have to understand it also in the context of what does it have to do with the Parsha which comes afterwards, which is Teitzei Dina Basleia, and her subsequent abduction by Shechem, etc. The Pasuk says, Lo tov leos adam levado, nasa lo eze kenegdo. Famous Pasuk. Yeah. It's not good for man to be alone. Let us make an eze kenegdo. Now, Pasuk, you learn all your Sherev Rachataras, right? Everyone has his what he says. But you look at Rashi. Rashi says, Lo tov leos adam levado, echad be'elyonim v'echad be'tachtonim. There'd be room for the Bria, for the Bria is the one, the creation, to make a mistake. They'd see a Kodesh Baruch up above, and they'd see a man who's alone, he's one, down below. So, therefore, it's not good for man to be alone. Nasa Eza Kenegdo, I'm going to make for him an Eza Kenegdo. An Eza Kenegdo means his wife, another person. What does that mean? Now he's not one, he's two. Now he's not one, he's two. The fact that he created Chava, a woman, is Eze Kenegdo. It shows that man is no longer a Kavayachol, a Chad Be'elyoni, a Chad Be'tachtoni, but rather he's two. He's a Nivra. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is the only Yachid in the world. He's the only one that is really one. And there we are, two. A woman is Eze Kenegdo in the sense that she reminds us of our humanity. We have to be reminded. Because let us remember the famous words of the Nevi Shachayim. The Nevi Shachayim, Shar Aleph, discusses what does it mean that man was created B'Tselem Elohim, in the image of God? What does it mean B'Tselem Elohim, in the image of God? We all know one of the Yud Gimel Yikrim, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu is not corporeal. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have a form. So to say that, what do you mean Tselem? Tselem literally translates as form. What do you mean we're in the form? Tzelem Elokim. The variety of pshatim in the Mefarshim, but the Nevi Shachayim goes with the pshat, but Tzelem Elokim means we share something in common with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He Elokim is Bore Olamos. He creates worlds, and he can destroy worlds. So too goes the Nevi Shachayim with the Arichus. how a man, in his behavior, creates worlds and destroys worlds. We create them with our maisim, with our deeds, with our makshavas, with our dibur and our makshava. And each one of our has a different level of where it ties in. And that's where he goes into the whole discussion that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria, but man's neshama is connected to the entire Nasa. Let us make man means everything in the Bria contributed to Adam. And in our neshama there's a portion of the entire Bria, and the entire Bria really revolves on Adam. Our maisim, our dibor, our makshavas create spiritual kaychas which go up the mala, and then those spiritual kaychas then filter down and create the hashpah which is in the world for tov and for ra. So the fact that there's echad elyonim v'echad b'taktonim is not so far fetched, as it were. That is the Adam. Adam b'shleimuso is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's junior partner. That's what the Velt likes to call it. We're the ones with 3 hour maisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the entire Bria. So there's room for the Bria to make a mistake and say Echad Elyonim v'Echad B'Taktonim. Yaakov Avinu, when he gets to this point, remember it says before that he came. V'Yavo Yaakov Sholem Yerushalayim. He came Sholem. He was already had fought the Tzar of Esav. Sholem Begufo Shnisraplim Mitzalaso Sholem Bemamono V'Sholem Betaraso. Yaakov Avinu V'Yavo Sholem. He had already restored his health from having fought the Tzar of Esav. He was Sholem, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, according to Rashi. Rashi brings down one element that Chazal say, a Kodesh Baruch Hu called him Kel. A Kodesh Baruch Hu was made on him. You're Kel. You're the Echad B'Taktonim. You are what the whole purpose of my creation. The Ramban Shtel Sun, that's what the Pshat over here is. It says that Yaakov Avinu's image is Chokov Pekisei HaKavod. When Yaakov Avinu in last week's parsha comes, and he goes to sleep, and he goes to sleep after having 14 years in yeshiva, it says the Malchei Ashares, the heavenly angels went up and down, right? And they went on a sulam. A sulam means a ladder. The ladder, the sulam, is a reference to the idea that there are a variety of levels in the spiritual olamos. And what did they see? It says in Chazal, they saw Yaakov Avinu as it were, his goof sleeping on the floor, and they saw his image, Chokov Bekisei HaKavod. That's what we were just saying before. Yaakov Avinu, it says the Malbim, the entire Bria was Mistove, revolved on him. His Maisim, all the Hashvav, says the Chassam Sofer, all for the Umos HaOlam, the Sulam is the natural world. All the various levels, all the Malachim going up and out, the entire world gets its Hashvav through Yaakov Avinu. He's a Chabit Tachtonim v'Chab Elyonim. Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Chab Elyonim. So when Yaakov Avinu comes out, he is now Sholem. Goes even a step further. The Chassam Sofer says, when Yaakov Avinu fought with the Tsar of Esav, and the Lo Yochalo, and the Tsar of Esav could not conquer Yaakov Avinu. You want to hear more of the Chiddush? Says the Chassam Sofer, had we not sinned by the Mechiras Yosef, the Klai Yisrael would have already been on the Madrega, at least the Shvatim at that point would have been on Madrega, like Klai Yisrael was at Maimed HaSinai, a 10th Kareem Adam, that they would have lived forever. That's what it means, says the Chassam Sofer. Yaakov Avinu lo meis. Yaakov Avinu never died. He was the but. He was, says the Chassam Sofer, he was bottled for him the Eitzahara. The Eitzahara was already away from him. So this is Yaakov Avinu when he comes to Shechem over here. And he's b'shleimuso. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is made on him that he's called Kel. And Yaakov Avinu, as it were, is made on himself that he's called Kel. But then Chazal have a tain on him. They say, you know, even a Chazan Beis Knesset doesn't take such cover for himself. And then, the Yetzei Dina. So the question is, what's the kesher? Sounds like a bit of an onish. So, the Chassam Sofer takes it one way, and I'd like to take it a slightly different way. Chassam Sofer learns like this, that what's the connection between these two parshas? He says that since Yaakov Avinu, Since Yaakov Avinu was the Yetzar was batel from him, also was batel from Dina. So these people were already holding at a Madrega of Adam Rishon before the Chet. So Bemeli says that's why Shechem was Chayev. The Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim that Shechem was Chayev because he stole Dina. Gezela. Right? The B'chassam Sofer says, what do you mean he stole Dina? Where do we find that stealing or kidnapping is Chayev Misa? He says, Pashas is a Kalvachoma. If you're Chayev on Mamon, Koshchen on Gufo. If you're Chayev for stealing somebody's Mamon, Koshchen you're Chayev for stealing their body. But he says like this, he says a very interesting Chiddush. The only time you're going to be chayiv on such a gazelle of a woman, and when you're is only if you know that she wasn't masking. If there's no chazaka that she wasn't masking, she wasn't screaming the whole way through with Adim, you have to assume that maybe she was masking. If she was masking, then there wouldn't be any chayiv. Since Dina, who was the Bas Yaakov, and they were holding already where there was butter from then the Yetzer Sahara. So now it's known that it's not shy for them that she's going to be masking to this. She was a tzedekis legamre. Memela, Shechem is chayiv misses. That's how the Chassam Sofer takes it. But I'd like to look at it a slightly different way. And the truth is, I found in another Chassam Sofer a reference to this also. Things like this. There's a more dikazach over here. It says, V'teitze Dina Basileia. Says Rashi, V'lo Bas Yaakov, and she wasn't the daughter of Yaakov. Ela Hashem Yitziyasam Nikras Bas Leia. On Shem Yitziyasam, on having gone out. Sha'af Hin Yitzanis Haisa. Leia herself was Yitzanis. Shinema V'teitze Leia Likraso. Leia went out to Yaakov Avinu. Now, if you think about this Chazal, it's unbelievable. What happened over here? L'chora, Chazal is saying, V'teitze Dina, you know, you shouldn't have gone out. What are you doing going out? It wasn't correct what you did. Just stay home. Teitze Dina was the cause of the ishtalkos of all the events. And what are they blaming it on, so to speak? That she's the daughter of Leia. Think back. That's not so pushy. Leia went out to Yaakov Avinu. What happened when she went out to Yaakov Avinu? Chazal praised her. She was Mesavel Shvatim. She wanted so much to have Shvatim. Remember, that's when she made an exchange for the Dudaim, etc. And she got Yaakov. And what? She was Zaychad Yisachar. Yisachar. Yisachar is the Amud Torah. Chazal praised her. She was Mesavel Shvatim. Her going out was cool Lashvach. And here was saying, the Teitzei Dina, you know, you like your mother. Shkoyach. Her mother was a Tzedekis. Because I'll praise him. Here, Teitzei Dina, it's a whole kilkul. So, understand, there's two ways of looking at this. I saw that Rabbi Yeruchem learns it like this. He learns it kipshuta. He says, Enochanami. He says, Leia was a tzedekis. And Shitaka, she was praised. But there was a slight nidud of a mitzvah of Yetzanis that she went out, that even in Leia, there was a nakuda over here that her daughter inherited. And that's why, so Chazal have a bikurat on Dina, which is a big chiddush. Leia herself was called kol shvach, but by Dina it was there was a midah of yetzanis which was inappropriate. That's how Rabbi Yeruchem learns it. But I found another chassam sofer, and I've always learned this way myself. If you say that Yaakov Avinu was already holding by the shleimus. And the way that Chassam Sofer writes that his entire, they were butler from the Yetzer Hara. When Dina goes out, it was like when Leah went out. When Leah goes out, when you think about it, was a Pella. It's connected all the, if you look at those psukim over there, it's connected, the psukim need to be understood. They speak explicitly about the issues, etc. What is this? Even Teretz says this for, no? They were holding by Adam Rishon before the sin. By then, the discussion of Shvatim, the discussion of making Klai Israel, was talking about Ma'isi Adayim. Teitzei Dina, she was also going out. She was going out to this, I found another Chassam Sofer that says that she wanted to bring out the Nitzotzes of Kedusha that there were in the Benos Shechem. She wanted to go out and, as it were, Mimasak and the Bria around him. They were holding like it was Tikkun Olam. So, and you know what the Chassam Sofer says? An unbelievable Chiddush. I never found a Chazal that said this. He says that the women that Shitaka found and she had connection with, later on in the war that resulted with Shechem, they were captured and they talked to him a guy. So in other words, it wasn't, she was right. She taka did it. But she, it says in Chazal, she went out to be seen, and she was sought. She was seen by somebody else, by Shechem. And she wasn't capable of overcoming the re'iyah of Shechem. If this is Lipshat, so you can understand another Chazal say over here that Sadiqim, right? Chazal said Yaakov Avinu, Bikesh Yaakov Leshei Besava. Yaakov Avinu wanted to stay Beshava, right? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what? It's not enough for you to have the greatness that you're going to have in the world to come. And then he had the Pranias over here with Dina and Yosef, etc. That's the Pshat. Yaakov Avinu, Lechara, as it were, he called himself Kel. He called himself Kel. He said, I'm here, Shankar. We did it. It's my image is Chakak Bekisei HaKavod. I'm Beshlei Muso. We're ready, Tikkun Olam. And then Dina goes out. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, what are you talking? We're not yet ready. This is not yet finished. We're not ready for complete Tikkun Olam yet. Although the Chassam Sofer says, had they not been Mechiras Yosef Taka, they wouldn't have been Misa. But kind of rare, they weren't yet quite there. Now, also along these lines, perhaps we can understand another Chazal. Chazal tell us that Dina, what's it called? Yaakov put Dina in a box to protect her when Esav would come. Because he didn't want Esav to put his eyes on to Dina and then marry her. And Chazal say, you know, you didn't want to marry her off to Esav, Behetah, now you're going to have it B'Issa. Chazal have a tain on Yaakov again, which is very, very difficult for us to understand. Kilu, you know, he should have thought about marrying Odina to Esav. So there's a Chazanish who says that this is not Lamaisa, such a Chazal. Can you imagine? Maybe you get on the phone, you know, hey, I have a prospective shidduch for you. Oh, yeah, who's that? Well, Yankala, yeah, what did you do? Well, just robbed the First National Bank, and he's up for murder charges. Maybe you want it for your daughter. Yeah, maybe your daughter will bring him back to do tshuva. I don't think that's going to go. So what's Pshat Chazal? Esav is Esav of Russia. He's already dropped out of Klal Yisrael. He comes and he's going to bite Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov is afraid of a war. This is the man he's marrying off his daughter to. So I was thinking this. First of all, there's a background point here. Why Dafka Dina? Why Dafka Dina? We have to understand, yeah, it says in last week's Parsha, that the older one was for the older one, the younger one was for the younger one. Leah was really meant to marry Esav, and Rachel was meant for Yaakov, and Leah, therefore, her eyes were, but Rakos, their eyes were filled with tears. Because she was a tzedekis, and Esav had become a Russia. So, Bekitzer, we have to understand that really, Leah was meant for Esav. Had Esav been a tzaddik, had Esav been the man that he was meant to be, Leah could have married him. She was a hashlama. She was the one. She had the midas of a woman that would have brought out the kaychas and nefesh in Esav, had he been part of the Klal Yisrael. The Sfasemis learns it would have been like a Yisachar Zvulun. Esav would have been the worker, Yaakov would have been the learner, etc. Esav had a part in Klal Yisrael, but he dropped out. So now Leah needs to get married over here, but she is really, her kaychas and nefesh are really suitable for Esav. And ultimately, so she doesn't marry, she marries Yaakov Avinu, but her daughter Dina has that same, and yet Dina has the kaychas and nefesh that can make over an Esav because really Leah did. But now I have a kasha. If that's true, and I think it's borrowed to me that Leah was meant for Esav had he been a righteous person. We do not find anywhere in Chazal, at least I've never seen it, where we see a tain on Leah. Leah, you're a tzedekis. Go marry Esav. And you know, hey, we could have changed all of history, right? He would have done shuvah and that's it. We don't see anywhere where there's such a taina on Leah. Here we have on Yaakov Avinu, why don't you marry off Dina? So Ken Zion, I'd just like to offer this as a possibility to you. Ken Zion, the pshat is the way we're learning, that Leah is before the Shvatim. Leah is before they've already reached and they've made the Shvatim. So in Achanami, at that point, we're not quite there yet. But after Yaakov Avinu has made the Shvatim, and then he's holding by the Shleimus of Beis Lavan, and he comes back, and then he has a fight with the Tsar of Esav. So at this point, if he encounters Esav, perhaps his daughter Tak at this point could bring him to the Jew. It was already the Shlav later. Leah is in the creation of the Klai Yisrael. Maybe now the Klai Yisrael had already been formed, and Yaakov Avinu has reached this level of Shleimus after having fought the Tsar of Esav. Maybe Taka Dina then could have succeeded. Al Kaponim, we see an unbelievable Yisrael. The Mefarshim say that Dina, being a woman, even though Esav was a Rasha at that point, that a woman could make such a nafkamina, perhaps in a man's life, that if she's a tzedekis, that she'll bring him to do tshuva, which is an unbelievable thought if we consider it for what it is. So now, this being said, I'd just like to make an addendum over here, if I may, coming from Eretz Israel. We're all in shock about the events of the last few weeks, and just make some simple points. I'm not talking about the personal end of it, just from an emunah point of view. This week's parsha ends off with the Asad. There are 10 Alufei Esav. There were 10 generals of Esav. And later on, in next week's parsha, we find that the Yosef is going to be able to destroy his spark is going to go out and destroy all these Alufim of Esav. These 10 Alufei Esav, here in Tzadje Gon, there's a Masara, that these correspond to 10 kings throughout European history. And the last one is Melech Yishmael B'Yerushalayim. In other words, there are 10 kings of Esav, but the last moments, the last elements of Golas Edom is a shituf, is a combination with Golas Yishmael, which is an unbelievable thing, but that's what Chazal tells us. And it's also Mavur and V'chayim V'tal that the end of Golas Edom is a Golas Yishmael, which we're experiencing now, and all of its fury. We're holding by the end. You look at ISIS. You see that the entire world is now is tumulting on the battles between Esav versus Yishmael and Yaakov. Esav and Yishmael are two different kaychas of the Yetzer Hara. Esav represents kaych of Kas, and Yishmael represents the kaych of Taiva. And they're two kaychas of the Yetzer, but now there's a shituf between them. There's a shituf. It says, Velik Yishmael, but Yerushalayim, there's going to be a shituf. The Mufti, Rahman al-Salam, the Mufti made a pact with Hitler, Yamach Shemo. Rav Hutner said that represented the chasana that Esav made with Abbas Yishmael. There's a shituf between them. In this shituf, let us understand that this last Maisa has shown us that as much as we like to make ishtadlis, as much as we want to make efforts to correct the situation, all of our ishtadlis really, there's no real answer. After this, I got up in the morning when this happened. I found out what happened. I came home from shul. I live in Unsdorf. This happened in Parnov. And afterwards, I came up. I went in for the bus for the yeshiva. There were three Arabs on the street with my bus stop. You know. Now what are we supposed to do? Now if I had been younger with a gun, maybe I should have done something. That's not an answer. There are 1.5 million of them. What are we going to do? Lock up the whole country? There are no answers al piteva. You can't put a guard in everybody's on every street corner. Chazal tell us in the Mishnah in Sota. The Mishnah in Sota, the last Mishnah in Sota, describes Ichvasid HaMashiach, the time before the Messiah. and it says Chutz V'Yazga, and it says over there that the youth, the old will stand up for the youth. All the simanim of Ichbus and Mashiach, which we're experiencing. But at the end of that mission, it says, Ein lanu l'shayin el avinu shebashamayim. The Mashiach ultimately will only come. The final end of Ichbus and Mashiach is when we realize that we only have a Kodesh Baruch Hu to rely upon. Now, as Ma'aminim and B'nai Ma'aminim, we understand that perhaps on our own. But now it's becoming clearer and clearer and clearer. There is no Eitzah. There are no Eitzahs. 2 years ago, they had this thing with that Turkish ship that came down to Gaza. Well, what happened? The Navy went out there. And they encountered them, etc. And then they went in and they ended up killing 10 people. It was a great military maneuver. We did great. And suffered afterwards from that day on. There are no solutions. The solution of the gun's not going to work, and the peace solution is not going to work because you won't make peace. There is no such thing as peace. There's only one solution. It's going to be Eilan L'Sharayim L'Vinu Shabbat Shemayim. And that's becoming clearer and clearer and clearer. And let us just chaz on one other point. Our schus in Eretz Israel. Our schus in Eretz Israel, we say in a bracha, we make three brachas, with Birchas HaMazon, we make three brachas, which is the Arais, and the fourth one is the Rabbanim. The second bracha, Birchas HaMazon, is on Eretz Israel. And there are 2 points in that bracha which we have to say in order to be Yotzei. Al Brischa Shechasamta B'Yisareinu, V'Torascha Shilamadatam. Our schus in Eretz Israel is totally on 2 things. The bris that Avram Avinu made and the Torah that we learned. The Arabs also made a bris. Yishmael also made a bris. He made a bris when he was 13. By the way, it says that Yitzchak wanted to make a bris on Esav, and Esav refused. He didn't want to do it when he was young because he was red, and then when he was 13, he refused. We have a bris, and the Arabs also make a bris. Yeah, Yishmael also makes a bris, but there's a difference between our bris and their bris. Our bris, we make a priya. Their bris, they just cut off the oil, they do not make a priya. Says the Shlach Kaddish that priya represents that we're Megala, the Atar, that's the Pshad, that's called the bris Pnimi. They only have what's called a bris Chitzoni, an external bris. We have the bris Pnimi, and ultimately that's going to give us a schus in Eretz Israel. What is that bris Pnimi if it's not that we have the relationship to a Kaddish Baruch Hu and his Torah? Yishmael Kael, a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Yishmael himself had a Kaich of Tfilah. I've heard it said by Nashim Gedolim. HaKol Kol Yaakov, Yadayim Dei Esav, was said regarding Esav. And Achanami, HaKol Tfilas Esav we have over them. They're busy worshipping Avodah Zarah. But when it comes to Yishmael, Avodah, we have a Kaich of Tfilah, but they also have a Kaich of Tfilah. What do we have that they don't have? It's called the Torah Kedosh. We have the Torah, we have a panemistic connection to Rabbanu Shel Olam, to the extent of a machazik, in our destiny of Torah and mitzvahs, that is our nitzachon. Eilan alavinu, the shayin alavinu shebashamayim. You have to be blind. We just experienced a war in Gaza. You all know better than I what the press was saying. Yeah, bala hagecha hashkein lahargo. He has pashit, self-defense. If someone gets up to kill you, you're allowed to kill him. Isn't that olive base of life? No, all of a sudden, all of a sudden it's not olive base. Har Sinai, Yard of Sinai L'Umos Ha'olam. When we received the Torah, there was Sinai L'Umos Ha'olam. That means we spoiled the party. We represent ethics in this world. We represent value. We represent meaning. But in their panemius, not just Esav. Esav, son of Yaakov, is this week's parsha. Not just Esav. The Umos Ha'olam, the king. We received the Torah. We made that there's meaning in this world. To the extent that we live up to Sinai. And everything that it means, to the extent that we live up to who we are, to the extent that we are mekayim the Torah in its fullness, and we learn the Torah as best we know how, that will be our nitzachon. Eilan l'shayin l'avinu shabbat shemayim. I hope that God willing, you'll all join me in Eretz Yisrael soon.